Bible podcast. We hope you'll enjoy this message by Pastor Joey Bonifacio.
Welcome to the first half of the year. I want to talk to you about what matters most, and that is relationships. I remember clearly the day that I realized this. I was looking at the sunset in New Zealand. This is not the exact picture. But when you see a beautiful sunset with no one to share it with, or I was missing my wife and children, wanting them to enjoy the very thing I was looking at. What's most important is our relationships. Whether that's a drink that you share with someone, regardless of how expensive or how good the drink is, when there's no one to share it with, then there is no basis for real joy. Whether it's a movie that you saw, but you saw it alone. What matters most is relationships. Now, the question is, why are relationships the thing that matters the most? Well, for starters, my first point is relationships are designed after God. The very existence of our lives was designed based on the Creator of who made us, who is God. And He designed it based on relationships. We find that in the truth that God is in three persons in one. For most of humanity or civilization, people believed in multiple gods. Ancient or modern times, we believe that mankind believes that the idea of many gods or a particular god for a particular need. That's the same even today in modern times where we rely on money and different types of gods to serve our purposes. Now, there are also in ancient civilization those who believed in a singular god who controlled everything. What makes our faith unique is we believe that there is one God, but He is three persons. He's Father, His Son, and His Holy Spirit. And that's something that's very unique, something that was never talked about in all of history or civilization or even today. God tells us in Matthew chapter 6, verse 16, the Bible clearly explains to us the God of three persons in one. As soon as Jesus was baptized, He went up out of the water, and at that moment, heaven was opened and He saw the Spirit of God descending like a dove and alighting on Him. Notice the words, the Spirit of God descending like a dove and alighting on Him. And then further in verse 17, it says, a voice from heaven said, "This is my Son, with whom I love, and in Him I am well pleased." Now, notice the words, a voice from heaven, that is God the Father speaking about the Son whom He loves. Notice the words, love, relationships, with whom I am well pleased. At this point, Jesus had not done anything, and yet God is expressing His love for Him. A God of relationship, a God of three persons in one. It is bad theology or a bad notion to think that God needs us to have a relationship, because God is well able to have a relationship within Himself. He is self-contained, He is three persons in one, which means He is capable of having a relationship alone. But because He loves us, despite the fact that He's able to do that on His own, God is able to love us, even in different aspects of who we are, because God is one in three persons. Now, it is beyond our pay grade to actually explain the truth about how that works. But the best way to understand this is that God is a God of relationships, capable of having a relationship with himself, but at the same time is wanting to reach out to humanity and created mankind because of His overflowing desire for love and to build relationships. God is a God of relationships. Relationships are designed after God. God is three persons in one God. And the second point is God's nature is relational. Each person of the Trinity loves, adores, defers to, and rejoices with the other. Notice back in Matthew chapter 3, verse 16, where it says, at that moment, the heavens were opened and Jesus saw the Spirit of God descending like a dove and alighting on Him. The dove is animal kingdom's most gentle creature. It is empathetic, and more importantly, it is defined as someone who's pure. Now, the dove is also part of the family of pigeons. It has the unrivaled ability among the entire animal kingdom of finding its way home over hundreds, if not thousands, of kilometers of distance. The dove is a picture of relationship at its purest, gentle, empathetic, pure, and someone that is always seeking to find its home. Matthew chapter 3, verse 17 continues, a voice from heaven says, "This is my Son whom I love, and with Him I'm well pleased." Notice that it does say, "This is my Son whom I trusted," or "This is my prince, or "This is my messenger," but rather relational, not missional, not functional, but relational. My Son, whom I love and with whom I'm well pleased. And at that point, Jesus had not yet done anything. The point is that relationships are designed after God. God is in three persons in one. God's nature is relational. And finally, God created man in his image. Genesis chapter 1 verse 26 says, "Then God said, let us make mankind in our own image and in our own likeness, so that they may rule over the fish of the sea and the birds of the sky, over the livestock and all the wild animals and over all the creatures that move along the ground." Notice the words, "let us make mankind in our image, in our likeness." You, me, all of us, mankind, men and women, are made in the image of God. There's something about us that's substantive and that is like God. There's something about us that is not just substantive, but is functional, and at the same time, something about us that is relational. Because God made us to rule over everything, He knows that the only way we could do that properly is to be relational. Not out of sin, not out of greed, not out of selfishness, not out of mistrust, not out of hatred, because one of those will corrupt us and destroy the substantive, the functional, if we do not become relational. Galatians chapter 5, verse 22 and 23 tells us what that looks like. The fruit of the Spirit of God is love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, self-control. Against such things, there is no law. Notice the words, the fruit of the Spirit. Love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness is nothing more than attributes that are necessary for relationships. Why? Because relationships are designed after God. God in three persons tells us that God is a relational God, that His nature is relational, and He created us in His image to be relational. Which brings me to my second point. God's laws are relational in nature. When you look at the Ten Commandments, which is the ultimate statement of God's initial laws on the earth, it speaks about relationships. The first three, verse four rather, deal with the relationship with God. It tells us, "You shall not have any other gods before me," relational, acknowledging that there is only one God. "You shall not make for yourself an idol," which is not a relational thing, it's a thing. "You shall not misuse my name or say something bad about me." Or, "You shall remember the day and keep it holy," for acknowledging your relationship with me. The next six commandments, beginning in the fifth commandment, explains the importance of being in relationship. It talks about honoring your father and your mother. I like watching young men taking care of their fathers, and I had the privilege of caring for my mother and father in their old age. Moved them into my home, took care of them, renovated a portion of my home to do so, because God commands us to be relational. There's something about us that is relational because God meant it to be that way. Notice this: the sixth, the seventh, and the eighth commandment is all about relationships. You should not murder. You should not hate people. You should not commit adultery or abuse your relationship with your spouse. And you shall not steal. And finally, the other last two talks about not bearing false witness, which is still relational, and not coveting other people's property or relationships is one of the things that God commands us not to do. God's laws are relational in its very nature. And that's why the devil attacks relationships. Sin attacks the very facets of life, especially relationships. The original sin in the Garden of Eden was committed because of a lie that the serpent caused Adam and Eve to mistrust God. And out of that mistrust, they began to not just break a relationship with God, but the relationship with one another by blaming each other. By destroying our substance, our spiritual essence, Satan and sin destroys our relational connection to God that was shortly followed by the destruction of relationships among their own children. And it gets worse, eventually grows into envy, hate, and even murder and destroying one another. God's laws are relational in nature, and that's why the devil attacks relationships. How does he do that? The devil emphasizes the letter of the law rather than the spirit of the law. For instance, the devil tells us there is such a thing as corruption, which is thou shalt not steal, right? And you can do wrong or you can have corruption as long as you don't get caught. And that's not limited to politicians. We find that in adulterous relationships. You can commit adultery as long as you don't get caught. That's what it means to have the letter of the law without the spirit of the law. And you're probably saying, well, that's just for politicians and bankers or business people or even people who are adulterous in nature. Don't make a mistake about realizing that even children have that nature. When it says honor your mother and father, it doesn't mean just honor them in front of them. It honor them when they're not looking at you. And it's funny how even little children do that, because the truth of the matter is we are sinful in nature, and God's laws are relational in nature, and the devil attacks relationships, wants to destroy relationships, and the way he does that is he emphasizes on the letter of the law while God emphasizes the spirit of the law. Galatians 5:22 again captures that. The spirit of the law is the spirit of God, and the spirit of God is love, joy, peace, kindness, patience, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, self-control. Against such things, there is no law. This can be said in two other ways. If we live by the Spirit of God, we live far above the laws of God. Or better yet, when we live by the Spirit and not the letter of the laws do not apply because we're living above it. God's laws are relational in nature. And that's why the devil or sin attacks the very relationship and destroys it. Then how does he do that? By emphasizing the letter of the law while God emphasizes on the spirit of the law. My final point today is here in number 3. Jesus redeems and restores God's design of relationship. Jesus reveals the truth about the heart of the law. Jesus revealed the commandments as relational in nature. He does that in Matthew chapter 5, verse 21. You've heard that it was said to the people long ago, "You shall not murder, and anyone who murders will be subject to judgment." Notice, that's one of the Ten Commandments. And he said, you've heard it said long ago. Then he goes on to say in verse 22, the very heart of that is not just the letter of the law, but I tell you that anyone who is angry with his brother or sister will be subject to judgment. Anyone who says to his brother or sister, "Raca," is answerable to the court. And anyone who says, "You fool," will be in danger of the fire of hell. Notice the words, if you were just angry or raka, which means worthless, or you fool, or you call somebody a fool, you're in danger of being judged by God. Because what Jesus is saying, and by the way, just to be clear, I'm not saying that you shouldn't call things that are being done by other people foolish, because there are things that are behaviors that are foolish. It doesn't mean that that person has to be written off. The point of the matter is this. Jesus deals with the heart of the law. The heart of the law is not do not murder. The heart of the law is love your neighbor. And then he goes on to say it's about killing others. It's not about physically killing others. It's about physically killing others with hatred in your heart. Further in verse 27 and 28, he goes on, you've heard it said, you shall not commit adultery. But I tell you, anyone who looks at the woman lustfully has already committed adultery with her in his heart. There we find Jesus once again explaining one of the Ten Commandments and says that I tell you that anyone who just even looks at the woman lustfully has already committed adultery because the law is not the letter of the law, but the spirit or the heart of the law. It's not about having sex with another person. It's about doing wrong to your spouse and hurting that other person because you violated her as well or him as well. That's what Jesus was talking about. In one of the discussions that Jesus had with the Jews, on one occasion, they were arguing about the Sabbath day. And further again, Jesus goes to the spirit and the heart of the law. He says, then he said to them, the Sabbath was made for man, not man for the Sabbath. Jesus has a way of saying things very well. What he was basically saying was, man was not made for the law. The laws were made for man to be able to enjoy his or her relationships. Many times we have the letter of the law, but we don't have the spirit or the heart of the law. And Jesus redeems and restores the very nature of the law by setting aright God's laws in the universe, not the law, the spirit, the letter of it, but the spirit and the heart of it, which is relationships. Jesus redeems and restores God's design by revealing the heart of the law. But more than that, Jesus restores our relationship. We find that in Ephesians chapter 2, verse 13. But now in Christ Jesus, you who were once far away have been brought near by the blood of Christ. we once were far away from God have been restored into relationship with God. When that restoration happened, for He Himself is our peace. Then we have peace within ourselves that enables us to have peace with others who have found their peace in Christ. For who has made these two groups one and has destroyed the barrier of dividing wall of hostility? When we have peace within, in Christ, and others have that peace with them, the barrier is destroyed and the dividing wall of hostility is removed from us. By setting aside, watch this, by setting aside in His flesh the law which and its commands and regulations. In other words, in Jesus, we've set aside the law, don't do this and don't do that, because in Him, we can love one another. In Him, we can be faithful to our spouses. In Him, we want to keep the Sabbath. His purpose was to create in Himself one new humanity out of two, thus making peace. Finally, and in one body to reconcile both to them, God through the cross by which He put to death their hostility. One body, one relationship, only possible as Jesus reconciled us through the cross. Second point is that Jesus reveals the heart of the law. Jesus restores our relationships. But finally, Jesus restores and redeems by love. Notice in Matthew chapter 22, verse 36, people were asking Him, "Jesus, teacher, what is the greatest command in the law?" Jesus replied and said, "Love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your mind. This is the first and the greatest commandments." Notice what He said. Love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, and with all your mind. The second is like it. Love your neighbor as yourself. All the law and the prophets hang on these two commandments. Watch this. All the law and the prophets. Love your neighbor as yourself. Love God above all things. All of the law and the prophets hang on these two commandments. Because the truth of the matter is, the real ultimate goal of God is relationships. What matters the most? Relationships. Why? That's God's intent. Romans chapter 13, verse 8 says, no debt remain outstanding, except for the continuing debt to what? To love one another. For whoever loves others, there it is, has fulfilled the law of God. What matters most? Well, it's simply relationships. Relationships are designed after God. God is three persons in one. God is in nature relational. God's created man in His image, which makes us a people who are relational. God's laws are relational in nature. The devil attacks relationships through sin. The devil emphasizes the letter of the law. However, God emphasizes on the spirit of the law. And finally, in Jesus, Jesus redeems and restores God's original design of relationships. Jesus reveals the heart of the law, Jesus restores our relationships, and Jesus redeems and restores by love. Join me in this short word of proclamation. Pick up a piece of bread and a cup and join me in this short word of prayer. Lord Jesus, thank You for showing us what matters the most, our relationships, first with You and then with one another. Make us a people who live to love You with all our heart, mind, and soul. A people are known for loving one another. In Jesus' name we pray, and everyone said, Amen.
Thank you for listening to the Every Nation Singapore podcast. We hope you've been blessed by today's message. For more information, visit everynation.org.sg.